Welcome back. I am so excited to be here and to step into season two of the Prosperous Practice podcast. Season two is Health Coach in the House. So I originally started this podcast to help practitioners grow their businesses in a regulated, like a nervous system regulated way, and an aligned way, because there's a lot of crap out there on how to do your business and grow, and it leads to burnout, leads to, you know, really not good times. And when you live a life of purpose, like people who help other people, right? I mean, not that that's the only purpose in life, obviously, but like if this is you and you listen to Prosperous Practice to like try to grow your business in an aligned way, you may be someone who finds that your health isn't always optimal, that maybe it's really difficult to practice what you preach. Maybe you don't have the energy for it, or you've gone to a place now that you've done so much, you've focused on so much on output, which is a lot of what's out there, and your own health is suffering. And so this season is all about having your health coach in the house, right? I'm here to help you realign to your health, realign to your health goals, or maybe do it for the first time in a regulated way. I'm so excited. So today's episode of Health Coach in the House, well, you know, it's Prosperous Practice, but I really want to focus on the health coach aspect of it and on us healing ourselves, right? Setting us up to heal ourselves, whether you're a health coach or not, whether you're someone who helps others for a living or not, you know, it's all about how do I keep myself in the space where my cup is pouring over. And so today we're going to talk about environment. We're going to talk about recalibrating the environment. And that starts with assessing the environment, right? Everybody knows, or not everybody knows, I shouldn't say that. Many people would agree that your environment is everything. From a nervous system standpoint, right? Like your nervous system is literally scanning the environment autonomically, like automatically. It's always scanning for threat, always. And so, you know, this is one of those areas that it's easy to kind of let things get a little messy, like in all the ways. And it's good to recalibrate. It's good to just check in with that, right? And so, I recently moved again. So I was, you know, you may know me from Austin when I lived in Austin, Texas. Then I moved to Colorado, to Golden, Colorado for 2 years with the intention of staying there, but then it just didn't work out. It wasn't for us. Then moved back to New York City, lived in Manhattan for 11 months or so, 10 months. And now recently just landed here in North Florida, Atlantic Beach, Florida. And I'm just really, gosh, honing in on this topic of environment and just reflecting on all of these different environments that I have been in and how the status of my health has been in each of these places. It's been significantly different in each place for different reasons. So to start, you may or may not know that I have been studying somatic experiencing with Somatic Experiencing International, and that's Peter Levine's model based on polyvagal theory on body-based trauma resolution. And one of the first things that we, and whether you feel like you're someone who's had trauma or not, right? Well, we can define trauma. I may have done this before, but why not define it again? Trauma is the nervous system's perspective, perception of the experience of too much too fast. So take that in for a second, right? Like the body experienced something that was just too much too fast, right? So anything that even makes you do that sound potentially could be in the realm of traumatic or trauma response or this kind of shock reaction. And so trauma can come in the form of shocking news, right? Of any kind, and how that impacted you and how it still impacts you today. Another definition is the impact or the long-term, the long-term impact of the body's perception of not enough for too long. So not enough for too long, right? Like you can think of like contact nutrition or being seen or heard or allowed to be yourself, right? If you don't get any of those things for too long, trauma response. And the trauma response is how that still impacts you today, right? And so when we talk about environment, when we talk about the nervous system is always doing its job. It's for your survival, right? This is a survival mechanism that helped us evolve, that helped us stay alive when there were, you know, predators around us, you know, like actual like tigers and lions and whatever, you know, saber-toothed tigers, woolly mammoths, you know, you name it, right? We survived because we were able to detect the threat and get the hell out of there. So the problem is when your nervous system looks at an email, for example, and thinks saber-toothed tiger, right? This is how trauma impacts us. It makes our reactions really, really intense. It makes it hard to respond from a regulated place. And that's all implicit. It's not a character flaw. It can lead to that or can feel like that. But once you start to unravel this, the significance of the nervous system and what it's doing, again, you can set your environment up to support feeling safe, feeling regulated, feeling more relaxed, feeling more like aligned with your true nature. Because trauma takes us away from our true nature. So in the house, right? Health coach in the house. So in this moment, wherever you are, whether you're in your house, you're in the car, you know, if your eyes are open, you could even lay down and do this and look up at the ceiling, right? Whatever you're doing, take a moment to, you know, from left to right is the invitation. Just scan your environment. So you might start looking at the wall to the left, or if there's a window over there, and looking at that window and seeing that it's there, looking at that wall, looking at where the wall meets the ceiling. Then maybe you start to very slowly, slower than you want to go, continue to scan that wall. And then as you're scanning the wall and you're like, why is she telling me to do this? Let that thought be there. And also notice what's happening in your body in terms of your muscles and your breath and your sense of feeling more present, more still. When you just look around you, I see a notebook. I see a pen. I see my keyboard and my mason jar with my water and some of my tincture in it, my different herbal tinctures that I like to have. I'm going to take a sip. I'm orienting to my sip of water and how it feels when I take a sip. And I feel a little bit of regulation and more stillness and more calm just in doing this orienting exercise to my environment. And why is that? Because I just cleaned my environment. It's nice and organized. The lighting is much more like how I want it. I'm facing the window. You know, I just set my environment up to be like very pleasing to my eyes and to my senses. Now, if you looked around and you saw things that were like stressful, well, then what you may have tracked is that actually made me feel more unsettled. It made me feel like now I have a million, you know, a couple extra things to do, you know? And so just noticing that in this moment, that your environment impacts you just by looking around. And usually, even if you do see a pile and you're like, ugh, or you see like a dusty area, even if that happens, if you can let that go just for the moment and keep going and looking around, it's still bringing regulation to the system on an implicit level because you're sending the message through your eyes that there's no threat in this moment, right here and now. In this moment, we actually are okay. I and the we is like the nervous system in me, right? It's kind of like, you know, the work that I like to do is to help that connection become a safe connection. Yeah. And so starting with your environment is a really, really great place to start, to recalibrate and to just check in with periodically. Like, is there anything about my environment that I might want to enhance? Or is there anything that I, you know, used to have around and want to bring back, you know, maybe a candle or some incense or a different color light bulb, who knows? But just taking inventory. And also from a place of like not even getting super judgy or into the, you know, into the weeds with all the to-dos, but just like, what are one or two things that I really like about my space? Noting that. And what are one or two things that I really don't like about my space? And noting that, right? And then thinking about the coulds that could go with this changes. Versus the shoulds. There's a million shoulds. Those are the programming, right? Those are the things we've been telling ourselves for our whole lives. And a belief is just a thought that you think over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And eventually your like brain just takes it as truth. Like that's really all it is. So those thoughts are going to come up, right? But the shoulds, right? Oh, I should do this or I shouldn't do that. Or that's what creates overwhelm. So let's just prepare for that to come along and then see, okay, let me see if I could change this should into a could. And even just feel the difference in energy of those two words, right? Should, like I feel like contraction in my belly when I say should. And I feel like there's a lot, like it feels heavy. It makes my shoulders like go up. And then I say could, like, or I could do that, could make a change here in my environment and also have a running list, right? And rechecking in, but not doing everything at once, right? One to two things that you could change and then see how that makes you feel. Because what you want to be doing is you want to be tracking, does this bring me more aliveness? Does this make me feel more connected? Does this make me feel more energized in my body? Or is this stressing me out? Is this dusty window sill really worth the way it makes me feel, you know, on the micro level? Because like, I know what it's like to like see a dusty windowsill. I mean, I know this so well. Like I grew up to like believe that I thought I was okay with being messy, like having, you know, mess around me. And it's like, there's this, sometimes this story in the mind of like, it's going to be so much harder to get up and like, go do that right now. Like, go just take care of it. And then when in reality, it takes less time. It's just this like learned response. It's something for me, I'll talk about this in a later episode, but there's something called learned helplessness. And it comes online when sometimes maybe you grew up in an environment where like, if you did clean it, it wasn't good enough. So, you know, maybe your mom cleaned it again and maybe she just didn't, you know, she didn't mean to do this. Right. But it's like, it could have created this like, oh, well, I may as well not even try, you know, kind of thing. Like this freeze response in, cleaning up or cleaning up all the way. So if that resonates with you, know you're not alone in that. And, it's really fascinating to see, to feel the energy of like this comfort that comes up when there's something funky in your environment and you need to do something about it, but then this response, this freeze comes over, right? There's this window. It's like a 15-minute window from when you get that adrenaline kick in to like do something and change something. There's a 15-minute window there that you can capitalize on or just know that it's there. And if you get up, go get a wet rag, wipe the windowsill or just, you know, consolidate the pile or just, you know, do 15 minutes of work, of cleaning, and then just see how you feel in that environment. Just trying it out, right? Just, I'm going to try this 15-minute experiment next time it comes up. You know, for whatever that thing is that you've been putting off, this does not just apply to cleaning. This applies to exercise. This applies to anything that is involved in your wellness goals, right? Meal planning for the week, right? Going to pick out some new recipes, writing out your grocery list, going grocery shopping, doing meal prepping, all of these things can, you know, you can get the idea and then you can kind of get this like, I don't know if I really feel like doing that, and then do anything else but that. But try this 15-minute thing. And again, the focus for this conversation is the environment. It's like, what can I do in 15 minutes to make my environment feel more like it brings me energy, like it's, you know, like I feel more like myself in this space, less irritated. And you start learning that when you really start to just pay attention to your space and then notice, track how it helps you. There's so many things available in the wellness world, right? So it's like, when you can start tracking, like, what actually helps me get up and moving, for example, track that. And then spend time there when you notice that. Don't just bypass that. Give that the importance that it deserves, because that's what imprints in the body. Like, oh, we actually, like, this isn't so bad. We like doing this. And you start to rewire and create new habits that way. So, and you know, along with this, and such a game changer piece for most people, I've rarely met a person that this is not effective for, is the music and the sound in your environment and how quickly that can make a change in someone. And so if you're someone who, or you know you love music, you know you love sound, or maybe you haven't flexed that muscle in a while, here's your invitation to go get a Spotify account or jump into your Spotify right now as we're wrapping up today's podcast and get a Spotify playlist together. So I have a Spotify playlist together and it's called For the Freeze. And so this is when I feel myself just like not feeling like doing much, right? Or I'm overwhelmed in some way. You know, I've had a strong pull toward the freeze response my whole life. And I'm learning this now as I'm, you know, doing all of this training in it and all of this personal work and all of this professional work and helping my clients with this as well, because it's like, there's so much that we can do and we can't do everything at once. Freeze needs time and space. So I have this For the Freeze Spotify playlist. And every single song on this playlist makes my body, at the very least, get up out of the chair. At the very least. And really, it's usually way more than that. Because what'll happen is, so I'm like, I'm listening to it like right before I start this podcast. Actually, there's also, this is really fun, there's a DJ feature on Spotify. That's actually what I was listening to right before I jumped on here. There's a DJ feature, and it kind of like just, it's like a DJ who plays music based on your playlist and the music and the songs that you like. I imagine it's only available with the premium version, but I didn't even know this was a thing until today. And so the point is like, in that process of listening to music, track. What does this type of music make my body want to do? Does it make me emotional? Does it make me want to cry? Some songs, oh my God, they make me want to cry so fast. And then I'm like, okay, there's juice there. Because it brings up certain memories, certain topics. And so, you know, you just become aware of that. And then you, for our purposes, continue to track. Use these songs as data points so that you can see what is going to bring the most aliveness into my system. Or just a little bit more. Right? So some of the songs on my For the Freeze playlist. So I got Bad Things by Milky Chance. In case you know Milky Chance, love them so much. What do I have here? I got Electric Relaxation by a Tribe Called Quest. Don't Leave Me Lonely by Mark Ronson. Yabba, Purple Disco Machine. So it's the one featuring Yabba, not Yabba. Boogie On Reggae Woman, Stevie Wonder, Feel It Boy, Beanie Man, Janet Jackson. Like all these songs get something happening in my body. So, so the invitation is, again, bring this into your environment. And, you know, it could be also with podcasts or audiobooks. but noticing how it makes you feel and spending a little time recalibrating this very essential piece of wellness and your well-being is minding your environment. So that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know your thoughts. And if you want my Spotify playlist, feel free to send me an email at laura@rootyourradiance.com or find the email or the Instagram where you, at the Laura Bautista, where you found this link for this episode today. And I would be happy to share that with you. It's super mixed. It's got like hip hop. I got like some Whitney Houston up in here. Sometimes it helps to just start with something and you might hate all of it. And that's really good information too, because that's also what you're tracking. You're like, oh, this is irritating me. Like, this actually is putting me in a bad mood. You want to track these things, and it's cool to start with music and then see how it applies in other places. So much love. I hope this is helpful, and I will talk to you soon.